San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, December 5th. Our lesson today is The Light of Love with Reverend Mark Obkamp.
Good morning. So, as I start this morning's talk, I'd like us to remember that there is one presence, one power, one infinite intelligence that runs through each and every one of us. That is God, the living Spirit Almighty. And we are that power, that presence. We are that love. So we are in the seventh day of Hanukkah this morning in our season of light. And as I move into our talk for this morning, I would like to light our Hanukkah candle for the seventh day. We have a blessing that we say every day as we light our candle, and it is, "Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us to kindle the Hanukkah light. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who performed miracles for our forefathers in these days at this time." And now we are in the second Sunday of...
We'll get to that.
Okay. So in case you haven't noticed now, the holidays have arrived. The holy days are upon us. And for many people, young and old, it's the most wonderful time of the year. It's a time when we are accustomed to seeing millions of homes, stores, businesses, and churches that are shining brightly and radiantly with brilliant light, of multicolored strands of luminescence, of the soft glow of holiday candles. And yes, the sacred season of light shines brightly upon the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, right here, right now. Our annual theme for 2021 is Living in Faith and Wisdom. And it's been an exciting year to revisit who we are, what is within our faith, what is within the knowledge that we've learned, and what is going to come in the future. For we are creating that future right here and right now. December's theme of light is to illuminate all the many ways we have grown spiritually and personally this past year. Today we celebrate the second Sunday of Advent in the Christian tradition. Advent is the time that calls forth the joyous celebration of Christmas. It is a time of preparation and anticipation of the birth of Jesus, the coming of the Christ child into the world. The word Advent means to arrive, or to have something come into being. It is symbolized by lighting a candle on the four Sundays before Christmas. Hope, love, joy, and peace. Last week, we lit the first purple Advent candle of hope. It represents our individual trust and the expectancy of good, as well as the dawning of the Christian consciousness within all of humanity. This morning, I will light the second Advent candle, which is pink. It represents the spiritual journey of love. Pink has become the universal color of love. Pink radiates the feeling of caring, tenderness, self-worth, and self-acceptance. Many of you have heard the saying, "I'm in the pink," meaning that you are healthy, alive, awake, and aware. And of course, when you are tickled pink, it means that you are happy and in love with life. Especially this time of year, it is good to remind each other to be happy and filled with love for this holiday season. Notice that I am not referring to the romantic or warm and fuzzy relationship concept of love this morning. That's because we have that coming up in February. Perhaps instead, it is because the color pink is considered sweeter and softer, a side of red, which is the color usually reserved for more intense and romantic celebrations in February. As many of you know, the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living is an interfaith, new thought community that honors all faiths and religions. And here we are. In a few weeks, on Sunday morning, December 19th, we're having our annual candle lighting service, our traditional Festival of Light celebration. And on the 19th, which is the Sunday before Christmas, we will once again light the Hanukkah menorah, the final candle of peace on the Advent wreath, and the solstice candles, Kwanzaa Kanara, which represents the week-long African-American holiday and cultural celebration. During the Sunday service, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. that evening, everyone will be invited to light their own personal candle in recognition of the sacred and spiritual light that shines within us all. And of course, each and every one of you is invited. Hope to see you all then. The month of December is full of celebrations that honor those who have discovered the path of illumination and light. According to some ancient traditions, December 8th, Bodhi Day, is a Buddhist holiday that commemorates the morning the young Siddhartha woke up under the Bodhi tree and experienced a profound sense of enlightenment. It was at this very moment when Siddhartha became the Buddha and experienced the bliss of Nirvana, that from that moment on was known as Buddha, the Awakened One. How many of you feel awakened here this morning? I do too. Not fully awakened, I'm still on my path. I've got to admit that, and I think we all are. But you know, there's a little something, that little spark within, that tells me we're definitely moving in the right direction. Next Sunday is also the Feast of Our Lady Guadalupe. It celebrates the moment when an Aztec Indian named Juan Diego witnessed the luminous appearance of Mother Mary standing on a hill near what is now Mexico City in the year 1531. To this day, that image of Mother Mary is an icon that illustrates her standing with both hands clasped in prayer with an aura of radiating light around her, and she is being held up in the heavens by an angel or cherub. Friday, December 17th is known as World Rumi Day, which honors the anniversary of the passing of the great Persian Sufi poet Rumi. Today, beginning the Sunday of Love, I will share with you what Rumi wrote over 750 years ago. There is a hidden love center in human beings that you will discover. Savor and nourish yourself with that will be your food. What that means is that love is what we live on. It is what sustains us. It is like manna in the wilderness, that infinite source of life that fortifies and is everywhere present. And so this morning we celebrate the light of love. Dr. Ernest Holmes, founder of the religious science movement and author of the Science of Mind textbook, defines love as the self-givingness of spirit, the central flame of the universe, the very fire itself. God is love, and love is God. Love points the way, and spiritual law makes the way possible. I believe that love and light are what makes the world go around. It is the reason we are here. And when I think of love and light and making the world go around, I think of the Bee Gees. Our congregational song this morning was "Let There Be Light, Illuminate Me." Let there be light, illumine my soul. I open my heart and let it flow. I open my heart and watch it grow. And so this morning, I invite you to open your heart and allow your love light to shine for all the world to see. You're the only one who can allow your love light to shine. No one else can do it for you. No one else can light you from behind. No one else can flip a switch. You have to flip your own switch. Are you ready to open your heart and watch your light grow? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes and yes. Okay. Place your hand over your heart and affirm with me. I am a divine instrument of love.
I am a divine instrument of love.
I am ready.
I am ready.
To let my love light shine.
I give myself permission. I give myself permission.
To love and be loved.
To love and be loved.
Unconditionally.
Unconditionally.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Everybody take a deep cleansing breath. Allow the love and light in this room to permeate your very being. This morning's lesson is about the universal and spiritual essence of love. In 365 Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes says, "Today I consciously live in the eternal presence." So what is the eternal presence? Love. It is love. Fix your mind on me. And give me your whole heart, from the Bhagavad Gita. And when we give our whole heart, we are only giving what we first received. Love. We are conceived in love. We are created in love. This pure and sacred essence of love is experienced. When you give yourself permission to love and to be loved unconditionally. This is the time of year when we give ourselves permission to be embraced and loved by our divine creator, the one power and one presence that makes all things possible. Celebrate the light of love this morning. Let us remember that love is the positive radiating force of the universe. Love is a state of being. It is who and what we are. Each and every one of us. You and you and you and you and you and you. And your very existence is love in action. You are a divine instrument of love. It has been said that love is the greatest power in the universe, and it is available to everyone and flows through everything at all times. Some say love is the radiating force of the universe that allows the planets to orbit the solar system. Flowers to turn to the sunlight to produce chlorophyll. Love inspires the songbirds to sing their praises at dawn. And love is the energy within you that beats your heart and allows you to live, move, and have your being in this thing called life. It is the power of love that gives you the inspiration to live another day, regardless of any appearance, condition, and situation that you may find yourself in. And oh, by the way, remember, you created those situations. So if you want to change them, you have the power to do so. You have the love within you to do so. I believe that love permeates the molecular structure of life itself, and that nothing, no thing, can exist without the presence of love within it. Many of the great spiritual writings, including the Bible, the Quran, and the Torah, all affirm that God is love, and that love and God are one and the same. How could they be otherwise? The mystics, sages, and spiritual wise ones throughout history agree that love is the one common thread that binds all humanity and all of life into one cosmic wholeness. Our friend and ministerial colleague, Dr. Michael Bethwick, says in his book, Spiritual Liberation, that love is not an emotion or even a romantic notion. It is a living, organically powerful energy that holds together the fabric of the created world. Love is what we are. And Dr. Ernest Holmes says that love is a divine essence, an atmosphere which defines analysis. On page 478 in The Science of Mind, we are told that love is the central flame of the universe, nay, the very fire itself. It is written that God is love and that we are His expressed likeness, the image of the eternal being. Love is self-givingness through creation, the impartation of the divine through the human. Love is an essence, an atmosphere which defies analysis, as does life itself. It is that which is and cannot be explained. It is common to all people, to all animal life, and evident in the response of plants to those who love them. Love reigns supreme over all. Think about that. Think about the experiments that have been done when people talk to their plants and give their plants love. Is it really just their breath that's helping them grow? Or is it the love that they're sending those plants? And Holmes goes on to say, the essence of love, while elusive, pervades everything, fires the heart, stimulates the emotions, renews the soul, and proclaims the spirit. Only love knows love. And love knows only love. Words cannot express its depths or meaning. A universal sense alone bears witness to the divine fact. God is love, and love is God. Charles Fillmore, founder of the Unity Movement, says that love is the power that joins in divine harmony the universe and everything in it. In her book, A Return to Love, Marianne Williamson writes, love isn't seen with the physical eyes, or heard with the physical ears, or even touched with the physical senses. We experience love as kindness, mercy, compassion, peace, joy, and acceptance. How many times do we as spiritual beings experience forgetting that love is our natural state of being? Marianne Williamson also says, love cannot be destroyed, but it can be hidden. Love cannot be destroyed, but it can be hidden. So are we hiding our love today, or are we radiating our love? I hope we're all radiating. How many times do we allow love to be covered up in the daily drama of our jobs, our bills, or our current events on the news? That's a tough one. It's so easy to get curled up and to get wound up in those fearmongers that are giving us the news from their perspective, that we forget sometimes where our heart is. Our heart space is always in love. We are love. So whenever this happens to me, I am reminded that everyone is created in the image and likeness of love itself. I am reminded that love is what I was born into. And once I remember the truth of my existence, fear gives way to unconditional love. Unconditional love. Love without condition. Just being love. That's because love is a state of being. It is who and what you are. Love is a state of being that does not depend upon any external circumstance or condition. Love is an essence that originates deep within you, which means that if you want more love in your life, you must become more loving. Think about that. If you want more love in your life, you must become more loving. If you want to see more peace and harmony in the world, you must become more peaceful and harmonious in your own life. You must become more loving. Nothing will change on the outside until you make the change on inside. You must become more loving. Why? How can that be so? Well, I'm glad you ask. It's the law. It is the divine law of circulation, the impeccable law of correspondence, and the immutable law of attraction. In other words, love has no beginning and love has no end. Love is the Alpha and the Omega. It is the circle. It is without a starting point, without an ending point. The great 20th century mystic, Sir John Lennon of the Beatles, said it best when he sang, "All you need is love." Love is all you need. Da, 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 da. Your very existence is love in action. The very fact that you are here this morning, the fact that you are alive, awake, aware of your divinity, is testimony to the unconditional love of our Creator, the living Spirit Almighty, in which we choose to live and move and have our being. I will close this morning's lesson with a reading from the Unity Daily Word. The love of God is a powerful force for good. Divine love mends differences, creates joy, and opens hearts and lives to unlimited blessings. Love is the foundation of all unity. Where love is, there can be no differences, separation, or inharmony. Divine love allows us to hold to the truth that only good is at work, and that good prevails. Love is the fulfilling of the law, the assurance that there is something greater to experience, something more to enjoy. Love is magnetic. It draws itself every good thing. I am developing a love consciousness. I am developing a love consciousness. I feel divine love at work within me, now, causing me to see myself and others in the right light, the light of love. You see, every one of you here, every one of you, is God in action. Your very existence is a blessing to the universe. And so this morning, I invite you to celebrate the love that is within your heart during this holiday season. I invite you to share your love and light with everyone that you encounter this afternoon, tomorrow, the next day, and so on for the rest of your life. As you leave this facility and go about your day, remember that life is a celebration and that you are loved and respected beyond measure. Join us next week as we continue the Advent season with our lesson titled, The Light of Joy. Thank you, everybody, for this morning. Thank you for your time and attention. And bless you all. I love you all.